One of the greatest inventions of modern times, perhaps one of the greatest inventions of all time, is the internet. Of all things that have been produced by the mind of man, nothing has so radicalized the way in which people live their lives as this piece of technology. Instantaneous communication with anyone across anywhere that has connectivity through the internet. It contains, in a certain sense, every bit of human knowledge that we have. It's a compendium of everything that human beings have ever done recorded-wise. It's on the internet. And it can be used for great good. It can be used for edification. We have lots of people that email us and tell us they're so glad that we live stream Mass, we live stream the Rosary. If they're an older person and they're homebound, or if they're sick, or if they live far away, they can't make it, they feel like they're a part of the parish. So they use the internet in a good way, edifying way. It can be used for education. I'm sure you've had that where you've asked someone, where'd you learn to do that? And the reply is YouTube. They watched a video on YouTube, that's how they learned to do whatever they accomplished. So there's a lot of good uses for the internet. It's a powerful tool. Just to give you an example, in the seminary, I teach sacred scripture to the major seminarians. Cornelius Alapide is considered by most clerics to be the most thorough biblical commentator of all time. And just recently, there's a website, alapide.org. It has every single one of his commentaries in English. And the load page has an English, French, Dutch, Spanish, any language you can think of, basically. It's a fantastic tool to teach with. It's edifying, it's useful. But the problem with technology is that while technology is in itself not necessarily bad, human nature is pretty messed up, and human beings tend to take that thing and put it to crooked and malicious uses, stupid uses. When I think of the internet, I think of the day and age in which we live, I think of social media as so prevalent in everyone's lives. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with social media in itself. There's nothing wrong with staying connected with people or with sharing a little bit of your life. But it seems there's this overwhelming need to share every single facet about what you do with everybody else. And the funny thing is, most people probably really don't care. I think it leads, social media can very easily lead to a great deal of vanity, this great deal of we think we're so important, or what we do, everyone is so interested in, when in reality, it's not that way at all. So it can be a great source of vanity, it can be a great source of spiritual danger. It is a great way, the age of the internet has led to a great loss in charity among people. See, back in the day, before there was the YouTube comment section or whatever, if you wanted to tell someone something, more than likely, you had to tell that person to their face. If you wanted to communicate with them, you had to talk to them face to face. And in doing so, it really made you think about, what am I gonna say to this person? But now we live in a day and age where you can put a username in, no one knows who you are, and with zero consequences, you can just say whatever, and no one will ever know. And that has led to a lot of, even on traditional Catholic messaging boards, there is just people are ripping each other to shreds, they've lost all their charity. But that's only, I think, because of that mixture of anonymity and fallen human nature. It's a bad combination. The fact that they think that what they say and do online, is there's zero repercussions, but of course, it's not it at all. It is a great way to waste your time. So the term they use for it is doom scrolling. People have an app on their phone, social media, whatever it is, the platform, and they'll scroll. And they start maybe 5 minutes, 20 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. And if you ask them, what are you doing? Their honest reply would be, nothing. I'm not doing anything. They're not learning anything. Did they even really enjoy it? I'm not sure. I mean, hours of your life wasted with no real purpose. It's very dangerous. I mean, it really is. It's astounding. I'm not going to dwell too much on this or go too in-depth, but obviously for all those who are adults, we know the great danger, one of the great dangers of the internet is that content which is immoral, which is so available, which is so prevalent, which makes up 2/3 of all internet traffic. 2/3 is stuff that will send you to hell if you partake in it. And it has come to the point now where every major social media site has recognized that it's all over the place. They've made the kids' version of all their stuff, Instagram kids, YouTube kids, to try to protect minors from this, as what Our Lady said at Fatima, the deluge of impurity. And this is it, folks, it's the internet. It is instantaneous access to anything you can imagine, anytime, anywhere, because it's in your pocket. See, we rewind 20, 30, 40 years. You had to have a physical copy of something inappropriate, we'll say. You had to go to a place. You had to be out in public. You had to spend money. But now it's free. But we all know that nothing in life is really free. There's a cost for everything we do, for every action we take, for everything we view online. There is a cost to someone somewhere and a cost to ourselves, the cost of our soul, perhaps. So I really want to admonish you, counsel you, in all things, the internet is not of itself evil. It can be used as a great tool, and we have to make sure that we moderate our use of it and use it for decent and becoming purposes, lest it become for us the tool of our own destruction. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.